Hello and welcome to GamerCast episode 255, Shut Up and Dig. This is the show recorded on the 10th of July 2011. Hello, I'm your host, my name's Paul, and joining me this week is Catherine.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Paul is busy clicking away.
I'm doing stuff, man.
He's doing stuff.
Let's get moving on, shall we? Because then I can get back to doing stuff properly with sound.
Doing stuff with sound? Oh, okay, so you don't like doing it without the sound.
There's no fun without the sound.
Okay.
Now for the news.
A little bit more news this week than there was last week.
Oh, what?
Only about a smidge. One of the things I was actually going to try out, and I totally forgot to try out. But anyway, first up, Trenched. So it's not out in the UK yet, and that has been explained now, although we still haven't got it. Could you scroll down a little bit?
Can I do what, sorry?
Scroll down a little bit for me. Thank you.
I'm trying to do this thing, and now I got killed.
What does that mean?
It means I died.
You just died?
It's not good,
did
man.
Did you lose everything, or...?
You lose money and stuff. Probably Falco's nicked it now.
You've nicked your money? Okay, anyway. Trenched, it had been officially confirmed that the reason we haven't got it in the UK yet is because of problems with the European distribution stuff. So there's, like, a Portuguese board game called Trench, and there's, like, copyright issues. Which is why we haven't got it in the UK yet, or in any of Europe. Hopefully we'll have it soon, it'll be 1,200, and then we'll finally have it, like, America have had it since it came out, or was it going to originally come out? It's kind of annoying.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's entertaining.
Sorry. Next up, Sony have announced PlanetSide 2. They're reimagining the original PlanetSide, and making a new one. That was the original PlanetSide was, of course, like a multiplayer online first-person shooter thing. So, MMO FPS. One of the first MMO FPSs, I think. Sorry, Paul, it's in there. And, yeah, so they're just trying to... I guess they're worried. They haven't got that many SOE games left. With Star Wars Galaxies being shut down in December. They're not really going to have much in their belt. And of course, with things like Old Republic and WoW, they're not really good at competing at the moment. So I guess in order to do so, they're going to try with PlanetSide 2 and see what they can get. It will be PC only, of course, as the original was PC. And it will be available via like digital distribution as well as retail. Although I don't really remember seeing many PlanetSide copies in retail when it originally...
Well, it's like any sort of MMORPG jobby. Once it comes out, that's it.
But they're trying to make like a next generation MMO FPS. So I suppose they've got Dust 514 to compete with, but that's a console game, and this is PC, of course. So yeah, that's that was unexpected, I suppose, that they're making a new. They got to do something. Next up
is something.
Game City 6. So I've mentioned Game City before on the podcast. Game City is a kind of show that happens in Nottingham every year around October time. This time, October 25th to the 29th. They've got some cool stuff going on this year. So, like in the past, they've had Keiji Takahashi and Masaya Matsuura. I can't think of who they had last year. They had the Limbo guys last year, or the Limbo guy last year, or a Limbo guy. This year, they've got some really cool stuff. So they've got Eric Chahi there, who, of course, is the renowned like developer dude who did Another World and is now doing From Dust. So that's pretty flippin' awesome, if you ask me. As well as that, they've got Richard Limarchand. Is that how you say that? Le Marchand, who's a lead game designer at Naughty Dog and worked on Uncharted 2 and is working on Uncharted 3, so that's pretty cool. So they're going to do like some cool new information and stuff like that. As well as that, they've got Robin Heineke, who is from that game company. So of course that game company made like Flower and Flow, and is it Flow? I think it's Flow. And are releasing Journey quite soon. So she's there to talk about it, and they're going to do like a large scale projection of Journey so people can see it like massive and see how awesome it is. They've also got Jacob Dvorsky? How would you say that?
Dvorsky.
Okay, Paul said that. Who is one of the developers and the founder of Amanita Design, if that's how you say it probably, who are of course the guys who made Samrost. They're going to be unveiling Samrost 3 at Game City 6, as well as Botanicula, maybe. And they're also doing the UK premiere of their film, well, a film that they helped out with called Kookie. Do you remember me looking at that? And it was this weird little teddy bear thing.
Yeah.
So they're doing the UK premiere of Kookie. So now I kind of want to go to Game City 6. Plus, you know, with their awesome lineup. And this is just what they've announced so far. So they've said they're going to announce more stuff as it comes along closer to the date. They always have loads of cool stuff going on. So I think that's pretty cool. So I'm going to keep my eyes on that. I'll probably announce whenever they do any more announcements. But maybe I'll go to it. I don't know. If I can get some time off, I'll definitely pop there. Because, like, Eric Chahi, that's pretty epic. Do you ever play Another World?
What are you jib-jabbing about?
Did you ever play Another World?
I'm playing this game.
You're playing that game. I think that's pretty cool. Next up, EA and Criterion have announced a new game, and that is Burnout Crash.
So is this going to be, like, Crash?
So Burnout Crash is an XBLA PSN title coming out this fall. They're, as you've just mentioned, they're kind of bringing back Crash Mode.
Yay!
And it's a top-down racing game. Full of Crash Mode. So I haven't looked at any, like, I don't know if there's screenshots or video or anything like that. But I kind of imagine, like, GTA. Just as a forefront, because it's just a top-down racing kind of car-related thing. And if I ever think of top-down cars, I just think of GTA. Even though it's not, of course,
early
a racing
GTA
game. Oh, yeah, early GTA. GTA 1, GTA 2. They're also, of course, bringing Autolog into it, because, of course, Autolog was quite a successful kind of thing that they added in. You're rewarded in the game by causing traffic chaos, crashing into cars, making explosions, destroying everything, blah, blah, blah. Usual kind of stuff that you get with Crash Mode from the Burnout games. So it's all about high scores. That's where Autolog comes in, so it challenges with high scores. Because, of course, unlike, say, like Need for Speed Hot Pursuit, which was all about the kind of the lap times, this is of course all about high scores, which is quite different because it makes it more arcadey as such, which is obviously why they haven't done a full blown release and made it an arcade title. They've also said it's gonna have a game mode designed for Kinect. And it's going to be EA's first XBLA title with Kinect support. It allows... In which two teams use... I'm not really sure what their Kinect support is, because there's a little sentence explaining it, but it sounds a little weird. So it says, in which two teams use gestural controls to play on one television in a party battle. But I'm not sure how controlling a little car will work out with Kinect. Of course, Joyride had you, like, pretending you were holding a steering wheel or something.
Well,
like
it might just work the same way.
But, yeah, so there'll be three modes in it. 18 different crash junctions, which are across six locations. So, like, how when you did the crash mode stuff, say, in Burnout Revenge or something like that, you'd have this specific junction where you had to cause havoc. So you had to make sure to get your car in just as the time as all the other cars were going by and stuff like that. I think it sounds kind of cool. I think it's nice that they're doing an XBLA thing out of it.
Oh yeah, it's nice to see EA trying something a bit
EA
different.
Don't do that many XBLA games, and if they do, they aren't generally like developed by EA's internal studios. They usually buy like third party studios and stuff like that. So it's nice to see Criterion actually getting onto the XBLA stuff as well. So that's pretty cool. As well as that, Bethesda and ZeniMax have announced a new game called Dishonored. I'm reading it funny. Dishonored, which is a first-person action game being made by Arkane Studios. Why do Arkane sound really familiar? Have I got written down who what Arkane did? No, I haven't. Yeah, so sadly, of course, it's not the announcement of Doom 4 or anything like that, which of course Paul would rather have. Isn't that right?
Suppose.
Let's look up Arkane. Arkane Studios. They sound really familiar. I'm sure I've heard their name recently. And it's going to be the first project that they've worked on since Whatsamadude's Bethesda took them up. There's actually a few studios that Bethesda have taken on board recently that haven't actually done anything yet. And their website doesn't say anything either. It's a new game. It's coming out for 360, PS3, and games for Windows in 2012. All the details on Dishonored are going to be in Game Informer's August issue, because it's going to be their cover story. Because, of course, what they called Game Informer always get kind of the exclusive things, it seems, nowadays. So they had Tomb Raider first, and they had lots of Skyrim details and stuff like that. Yeah, that's pretty much all.
Civilization World. This is super important news, obviously.
Well, Civilization World's finally come out, which is the...
Don't Sid Meier's... say finally.
Oh, I know. Oh, you made me do that again. They announced it ages ago.
So?
Iron. Sid Meier's Civilization World is now out. It's a Facebook game. It takes similar gameplay... shoves it into a Facebook game. I haven't looked at it. I was going to look at it beforehand, but I totally forgot. It's actually been developed by Firaxis, and it's not been done by like an external kind of company and stuff like that. But of course, as a Facebook game, it's totally free. I'm sure it's full of microtransactions, and yeah. I did notice like loads of my friends on Facebook and stuff recently. It's all come up saying. Blah blah is playing Civilization World. Blah blah is playing Civilization World. And I thought at first that it had already been out for ages, and then of course I realised it had only just come out. But yeah, so if you're a Civ fan, maybe check it out. Of course, if it's quite addictive, I don't recommend you play it per se, as then you know, Facebook games and if you've got a computer at work, stuff like that can be kind of bad. So yeah. But it's worth having a look if you're a fan of games.
Oh, yeah. Do you know off the top of your head like how fully featured it is, for example?
No, but you've got access to interwebs there.
Yeah, but I'm playing a game.
You are playing a game?
And why can't I put a torch down?
I don't know. There's a torch.
Oh, there we go.
It looks like you put loads down.
Oh, must have been some lag. Must have been lagged.
Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2 news. There is now a demo available.
Oh boy, is this that Harry Potter related product?
Uh-huh. Only for PC fans though. So if you've got Windows, you can download a demo that has two levels in it. On PC, or whatever. The two levels are... So there's a part in the game in Hogwarts just before the Voldemort kind of battle stuff kicks off, and there's that bit, and then they've got another bit which is Hermione and Fenrir fighting each other.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
Yeah, so if you want to check out the two levels, so the first one is just like a kind of normal action kind of sequences you get in the rest of the game, whereas the Hermione Fenrir thing is probably more of a boss battle kind of thing. as it's kind of a one-on-one situation as opposed to just fighting Death Eaters and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, that's, like, for a taster of the game, if you're interested in it. Yeah, you can go on, like, harrypotter.ea.com/demo. You can download the demo there. I'm not sure how big it is.
Six.
It's six.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Next up...
So what's this about Halo Anniversary?
So, Halo Anniversary news. They're re-recording the score.
Oh, yeah, neat.
But not Marty O'Donnell.
Well, no, they wouldn't have to re-record it, would they?
Well, they're re... Well, what do you mean?
Well, if they're re-recording it, he's already written it, so...
Yeah, okay. And they're having the Skywalker... I'm not sure why they're called the Skywalker Symphony Orchestra. I don't know if they really like Star Wars. But the Skywalker Symphony Orchestra and the Chanticleer Vocal Ensemble are doing any kind of vocal stuff. Yeah, so they're totally re-recording. They're saying they're doing it note for note. So it will be the same or similar, just maybe slightly changed in different ways. So yeah, they're doing a whole kind of overhaul, I suppose, on Halo Anniversary. I need to have a drink.
Oh, realize.
Yeah, my throat's
funny.
I do know, my throat's kind of hurt.
Gamercast
right
and interrupted, dude.
Well, I'm sounding really funny, like really scratchy voice. But yeah, so totally re-recording that. So that's interesting. So they're not just grabbing the music and shoving it back in. Next up,
Sims Medieval news.
Can you scroll down a bit more? Thank you.
So this is an add-on for Medieval.
Yeah, so an add-on which has to do with...
Whoops.
Paul, scroll down a bit more again. Thank you very much.
I'm trying to play my game.
Yeah,
and you
keep trying
interrupting
to do the
me,
show.
Dude.
I'm trying to do the show.
Sure, no one cares about that. We just care about what game I'm playing.
Trying to do the show.
Sims Medieval.
Mm-hmm. Pirates and Nobles. I'm guessing the name of it, Pirates and Nobles. It adds a few new different like little bits and bobs here and there. So the pirate kind of bit of it adds in like a treasure hunting kind of feature that allows you to find hidden objects and search for rewards and stuff like that that benefits then your heroes, as well as like all the people as well. It could be anything from maps to rare treasure and stuff like that. And then I'm not sure I haven't got any. What's the noble stuff add? I'd imagine a nobles add like new stuff.
Rich people with too much money who should be arrested and dealt with.
So there's like a load of new quests. Of course, there's new objects because of course Sims, you will always add new objects added in.
Mm-hmm.
This is of course only for PC and Mac because of course it's not our consoles. It's coming out August 2011. If it follows on the normal kind of Sims expansion line, it will be £20. But nothing like that's been announced. But yeah, so you'll get your usual extra jib jab as well as all your new kind of features, which they always do.
Yep.
Ubisoft have announced UB Collectibles, which are a range of premium... You typed in the thing again. A range of premium merchandise for fans. They've got a few things up at the moment. So there's Ezio Assassin's Creed 2 figure, which is like £265 for a pre-order. It's a nice looking figure, but it's quite pricey. Of course, it's good for people with some extra cash floating around. As well as that, there's a Heroes of Might and Magic collectible from Heroes... Six. Have I got what it says? No. What he is. So it's pretty cool. He's got some really nice wings on him. And that one's not as much as Ezio. I think it was... there you go. Michael, the legendary archangel. There you go. There's only 500 of him, though, which I found was weird because he's cheaper than Ezio. But I guess more people want Ezio. The Ezio one, which is called Ezio's Fury, will only have 2,000 units. I don't know how well their pre-orders have been doing. They may have been doing well. They're also selling some... Well, everything's up for pre-order at the moment. They're also doing some Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon t-shirts, which are what the developers and PR people and people showing off the game at E3 were wearing when they were showing off. I don't know if it's the original Ghost Recon or Gwent 2 or I don't know if it's Advanced Warfighter even. I think it is. I had a look at them. They were £15 for a pre-order, which I thought was alright. Although it did say that if they didn't get their allocated like amount of pre-orders in, they wouldn't actually do them. It might be like this for all of their things. So I'm not sure, because with the t-shirts, they'd already have these t-shirts in, because of course if the development team wore them to E3, actually it says 2011, so it would have been for the new Ghost Recon. If they wore them at E3, they'd have lots already for the people that didn't wear them per se, so they'd have those. But maybe it's just to see if they need to print extras, because you know, maybe they just don't want to spend out extra money in case they don't need to.
Well, there's no point wasting the money if nobody wants the things.
No, because I mean, I don't know if a lot of people actually use the if they actually use the UB shop anyway. I've used it a fair few times though, because they've got some cool Brotherhood t-shirts on there, as well as a lot of, they used to have more Rayman stuff, but they've got a fair few Rayman things and more different Assassin's Creed things as well, so I got my Assassin's Creed 2 hoodie off there as well. So it's cool that they're doing this. I'd like to see something maybe Rayman focused or Rayman Origins focused. That'd be pretty cool. But they promise there'll be lots of new items coming up soon that should hopefully interest people. It interests me, but I don't have £265 to spend on an Ezio figure.
Skip might.
Yeah.
No.
It's time for Name That Game.
Okay, last week everyone would have heard.
By the gods, what was that?
I don't think we're out of the woods yet, my friend.
I do not believe that Catherine made a.
It's not Lara, is it?
Lara who?
Croft, in a Tomb Raider game.
Nope.
That's good.
It's,
she sounded very British there. I was like, oh, is that Lara? It's not
we
Lara,
had
is it?
No successful guesses. It was, of course, that Hunted Demon Forge game that came out.
Oh, of course, Bethesda reslept, didn't
they? A few days prior.
Hunted the Demon Forge. Yeah, I didn't buy that. So I wouldn't have heard it.
Well, you probably wouldn't have heard it even if you hadn't bought it.
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, you know what it means. It means you never play any games you actually do buy.
Yeah, I do.
And so the last week was Hunted the Demon Forge.
Oh, you haven't done this yet.
Done what?
You haven't written up your.
I just haven't. I've done it.
You just
didn't haven't
it.
Written in. GZ to nobody. This week we've got something maybe a little tricky. Maybe.
Tricky.
Maybe not. Any guesses?
So is that saying new trying to sound old?
Oh no. Wait, I'm under attack. Hang on, I've read slimes attacking me. Here we go. Okay, it's a game, it's fairly recent, new, and it's in the spirit of all these sort of, you know, old school trying to be retro games.
Have I played it?
You might have, but you probably not very much.
And any hint towards format? Or maybe if it's
PC?
Yeah.
And they might bring it out on Xbox?
PC. They might bring it out on Xbox.
Yeah. Well, it's developed with the XNA framework, so it would be fairly easy to release it.
That's throwing me right off. Have you played it?
I have played it. Five. Four.
I don't three, know.
Two.
I'll be know. I'll be crap and not know what it is.
Catherine doesn't know what it is. If you think
Catherine
you know what it is.
Know what it is.
Feedback at gamercast.net. If you get it right, you get the GZ.
GZ.
If you get it wrong, you get nothing.
You get the GZs like Mr. Trusty Badger got the other day.
What
for
GZs?
For winning the competition.
On what the stupid
the giveaway
thing.
The E3 giveaway thing. He got the GZs then. That's like the only other way you can get GZs if you win something.
Oh yeah.
Name that game and winning things. And we don't generally do that much winning things. I suppose we've done a few, but...
new releases this week.
So this week we've got a few releases coming out.
Not a huge amount.
We've got Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2.
Yes, this is of course the new Harry Potter game.
Which ties in with the
film?
Most recent film.
That also comes out the same day. It's coming out on Xbox 360, PS3, PC, Wii, and DS, I believe. It's got move support on the PS3, no Kinect support this time around. And yeah, new game in the series. Completes it all off.
We've also, of course, got Captain America Super Soldier.
Yes, so I imagine Captain America Super Soldier. Well, Captain America comes out at the cinemas, I guess, on the same day. This ties in with the film, I believe. I believe it's to do with the film.
Oh, no, it's probably completely unrelated.
Well, they're doing a new Captain America film. If it's not and it's totally unrelated, I apologise. Captain America is, of course, one of Marvel's superheroes that they've got. They killed him off recently.
Can I just say he's also a lame superhero?
Well, he's a super soldier.
Ooh, Falcor's found lots of copper.
Super soldier. That's what he is. But yeah, so you'll be up against Red Skull, because, of course, Red Skull is his arch nemesis. And you use his shield, and that, I guess, he's good at punching and kicking and stuff like that. Yeah, so another film-based game coming out. I'm pretty sure this is coming out on pretty much every format as well. Then we've got Dream Trigger 3D, which is awesome because it's a 3DS game. Dream Trigger 3D is kind of like a super colourful...
game.
Shooter kind of game. I think of like kind of a mix between E4, so every extreme extra... every extend extra extreme. And... like a shmup kind of game, or maybe Geometry Wars as well, because it's quite stylized. This came out in America quite like a month ago now, and we're finally getting it in the UK, which is pretty cool. And it's gonna sit alongside is it Nano Stray, or is it actually no? Nano Stray is the DS one, isn't it? It's gonna sit along the Nano game that's coming out as well, which is another shooter. So it's quite nice that we're gonna get a nice different kind of 3DS title.
Yep.
And that is not like a kind of a re-release of an older game or something like that. So that's quite interesting looking. And then finally this week there's a game coming out called Bands Mania, which is, so like there's this like popular thing with little kids at the moment, which are these kind of plasticky little rubber bands in the shape of animals and stuff like that. And this game is kind of based around those, which I found kind of weird that they're releasing it, because I looked at the box art and I was like, this is a game? That's kind of weird. They've tied a whole story to it. So some bands have been... it's weird saying bands, because it sounds like I'm saying a band.
As in a musical band, as opposed to a stupid pile of rubbish.
Yeah.
If I do see...
so it works, so they've been kidnapped and you've got to save them, and you've got to eliminate your enemies apparently and destroy satellites that are holding the bands captive. I'm not sure how satellites are holding them captive, but so like you've got a robot band that can fire projectiles, and like all these different little rubber bands, and you've got to be strategic apparently and get rid of your obstacles. It's quite weird that they're based on like a franchise such as these little plastic rubber bandy things though. But I imagine, like, as they're so popular, if, like, a little girl sees it, because they're quite popular with little girls, I believe. I know my niece has got a few of them, even though she doesn't really know what they are.
Oh, dear.
Because they're just these little rubber bands that are just shaped in colourful creatures and stuff like that. But, yeah, I reckon it might sell okay, based on the kind of franchises it is.
Never heard of it before.
You've never seen them.
Do you know I have heard it before?
What?
This awesome game I'm playing now.
Are you going to review it?
Am I going to review it? No, because I've barely scratched the surface of this game. But you can try and guess what the game is, and then we see if our listeners can know next week.
You're not going to tell anyone about it?
Well, they should get a clue from the title, to be honest.
Yeah. They might think it's a different game, though. Mightn't they? I don't know, though, I suppose. Shut up and dig. Maybes. Is there... I think then we're kind of done for this week's show. There's not a huge amount of games coming out at the moment, because, of course, it is the summer. Band's menu, I guess, would be quite good for if you're going on holiday and you've got a little girl with a DS that you need to keep activated, active, entertained. Entertained is the better word. If you want to keep someone entertained or kid entertained. Dream Trigger 3D would be pretty awesome as well if you like games on the 3DS. And yeah. So, no preview this week. I guess maybe you'll review your game next week that you're playing?
Probably.
Yeah.
And we'll see if any listeners can guess what it is. In the meantime, they can connect to it, if they know what it is, to our dedicated server by entering the host name. Ooh, I'll just be giving a life crystal.
Entering the host name.
Which is Terraria. Bit of a clue there. .gamercast.net. The password is Gamercast. If you join that server, please do not trash the place. We would appreciate it if our house is intact.
To keep you from the zombies. Right?
Yeah.
The evil people. But yeah. So, don't forget to send your letters in. Guess his name, that game. Guess as to what Paul's playing, although he's kind of giving it away. Anything, whatever, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, website, Gamercast, blah, blah, blah. And we'll catch you guys next week, right?
Sure.
And if anyone figures out what Paul's playing, you can log on to that server and play games with Paul and then talk to him. And not trash his house, because otherwise he'll probably break something or kill someone. Isn't that right?
True that.
Yeah. So we'll catch you all next week.
Yes, we will. Indeed, we will.
See ya.